The Confident Healer. I'm your host, Sharmila Mali, and in this podcast, we have inspirational, uplifting, and soulful conversations about the ins and outs of having confidence as a healer and as a healer in business. Hello, and welcome back to The Confident Healer Podcast. I'm your hostess, Sharmila Mali, and today, or this week, we're going to be talking about premonitions, exes, and emotional abuse. Oh, yay! Your favorite topic. So, trigger warning, if you have experienced any type of abuse, especially emotional abuse in relationships, this may be a hard episode to listen to. So, just to let you know. So, I initially wasn't going to make an episode this week. I was going to try to catch up and put some of my past interviews in video format onto YouTube, take some clips. And then I had experienced an incident while I was working at the psychic fair. It's every other Sunday. And I was doing Akashic readings yesterday at the psychic fair at Starborn Healing. And after I did a reading for someone, I didn't have a client for a few minutes. So I decided to get on my phone and check my messages. And I see I had an email from a strange number. And I just thought that was weird. I was like, oh, someone sent me a text message and I could see part of it. And I was like, what is this? So when I finally downloaded it, I didn't realize who it was from until I saw the bit about I trust that you're taking care of our cats. And then I knew who it was from. It was from an ex. So this person, let me give you some background because I had some amazing revelations and a beautiful self-healing that happened while I gave a reading for myself about how I was feeling when I read the text from this particular ex. And to give you some context, it was, you know, we were together for 7 years. It was an emotionally and verbally abusive relationship. And by abusive, I mean like he wasn't calling me a bitch or a hoe or anything like that. It was verbal, as in sometimes he would question my intelligence. And emotional, as in being gaslit, you know, saying, you know, telling him like, hey, I didn't like the way you said that to me. I don't like the way you're treating me, and gaslighting me. Like, I didn't say that. I didn't treat you like that. Or just berating me. You know, it was any time I didn't agree with him, or, you know, we were arguing about simple things. It was always an argument and always, you know, got in confrontation. He would lose his shit really quickly. And he would just try to beat me down emotionally to get me to stop arguing. And I wouldn't. So that's what I'm talking about. Emotional abuse. And I didn't even realize that's what was going on, until like 4 years in, and that this was emotional abuse. And, you know, and it's not just it wasn't just exclusive to me. It was pretty much to everybody. And suffice to say that he has a very difficult personality, to say the least. So that being said, with that background, I had so many interesting things coming out of this, because I realized that I'm having auditory premonitions. And I realized too, by reading his text to me, this email, which, you know, to anyone might sound like, oh, well, this sounds really nice. But if you knew him, that it's kind of transparent. You know, the whole time I was reading it, my reaction was this. And for those of you not being able to see the video, you know, when you eat something bad or you smell a fart and you just kind of have that like scrunchy look, like, what the fuck? That was my reaction. And I just found it to be quite disingenuous. There was nothing genuine about it except for my name and his name. And I realized after I gave the reading to myself, I was like, oh my God, like that's how the impact of the emotional abuse, how I'm still being affected by it, that I'm getting this note from him and I'm questioning myself instead of trusting myself, you know, like questioning myself, like, are you, am I jaded for thinking this is disingenuous? This is all bullshit. And it's like, no, you're not. And you will, we'll hear about that in the reading that I will talk about later. So premonition, the auditory premonition. So where I live, where I'm currently living, is an apartment building, and he used to manage it. We used to manage it together. And so I manage the building, and we both work for the same company, the same property management company. This is a side gig that I have. And he moved to a different city just outside of where I live, and manages that building. And after we've been broken up for 5 years now, about a year, maybe a year and a half, he would come around to see if he could visit the cats, not asking me for permission, just coming up because he was in the town where I live, and would try to, you know, try to call them because they're indoor outdoor and they have access through the bedroom window. And so one time I was home. So it's a few times I was home over the years before the pandemic hit, and I would be home and I'd hear someone, you know, calling for Kashmir. And I was like, oh my God, is that him? Is that the ex? And I go out and he'd be in the back parking lot. And this is a small building, a small back parking lot area. And he'd be calling for Sabrina and Kashmir and looking for them. And I who knows how many times he's done that when I'm not home. And I would go into the bedroom and Kashmir is just kind of like looking like, I don't know who that is. And Sabrina would go out and, you know, because she's a little bit more social, she's like, I'm going to go see who that is. So who knows how many times he did that when I wasn't home. And then during the pandemic, you know, we're in lockdown and it was like November and December. I was sitting at the dining room table and I'm getting to the premonition part, by the way. I'm just giving you some background that he comes unannounced, doesn't ask me. I don't want him to ask me to visit, apparently because he still thinks it's his cats. And so November and December of 2020, you know, we're in lockdown in California and in our county especially. And I hear the sound and it catches my attention. And I just happened to be editing an episode. And I was just like, what the hell? And I look out the window and I see him looking for the cats, like looking, you know, going to the back of the building where my bedroom is. I'm on the ground floor and looking for Kashmir and Sabrina, my two kitty cats. And you know, I'm in a relationship. We live together, and my current partner wasn't home at the time. And I just sat there and watched him. I went into the bedroom and Sabrina went outside and she wouldn't let him, my ex, wouldn't let the ex pet her. She was just kind of being coy. And then he left. And I was just like, oh my God, like, are you kidding me? He's still coming here. Like, I just totally forgot about that. And then the next month he came again. And this time my partner was home and I was going to go out there. I was like, hey, do you want to go meet him? And he was like, no. And he's like, don't go out there. I was like, why? I can just tell him not to come, you know, because I felt comfortable doing that with my partner at home. And the reason you might be asking, well, why don't you just tell him to leave? Because I didn't want to deal with the bullshit. I didn't want to deal with any possible confrontation. I didn't want to deal with, you know, possibly being manipulated into me scheduling time for him to see the cats when he has a cat. And I just don't want to have, I don't want to deal with him. I don't need that. I don't want that interaction of me being manipulated and, you know, somehow being talked into, well, you know, it's only fair that I should see the cats and this and that, you know, that whole conversation or escalate into a confrontation. Like, I didn't want to deal with it. And the reading that I gave myself yesterday about this situation, revealed to me something that I hadn't considered, which is that I'm still dealing with the effects of the emotional abuse from that relationship. So he shows up because we work for the same company. I realized, I was like, okay, this is a workplace issue. He's showing up to another property. He has no business being here. There's no one else he knows here that wants to see him. There's no reason, and I need to say something. So I said something to the company that we worked with and that we work with. And he, I was told that he was talked to about it and that he's not going to show up anymore. Great. So cut to this year in October, 10 months later, after that conversation, guess who shows up? And this is the interesting part. So now I'm getting to the premonition. So the day before this ex shows up, I thought I heard him whistling for the cats. And I told my partner, I was like, did you hear that? And he's like, no. I said, you don't hear that whistling? And he was like, oh yeah, I do hear a whistling. And I couldn't figure out where it was coming from. I was looking out to see if I could see if the ex was there. And it turned out I went out to the back parking lot and it was my neighbor's car making this particular sound. It was just making this odd sound that sounded like this two-tone whistle that this ex does for the cats to call them. So okay, I was like, okay, whatever. Guess I'm just hearing things. The next day, guess who shows up? And this is the auditory premonition. By the way, this is a new thing for me, having auditory premonitions like this. He shows up looking for the cats, and I am just, you know, I was having issues with boundaries, and I have issues with boundaries with him, obviously, because of, you know, being manipulated so much and gaslit and just afraid to get into confrontation, because I just don't want to get yelled at. I don't want to deal with it. We're not together, you know, like I just don't want to deal with it. And so that's why I never said anything to him directly, because I know him. I know how what possible outcomes would be. And maybe that's just me being, you know, fearful of what the worst case scenario is, because I've been through all those worst case scenario, and perhaps it wouldn't have been. But that is the trauma of being emotionally abused by the abuser that comes to your house unannounced because he thinks he can. It's a form of entitlement. So in October, he came to the property looking for the cats. Both cats were sleeping. They were just like knocked out. They were like, whatever. He actually came into the building and stayed for like 20 minutes. I could hear him and see him across the courtyard talking to one of my neighbors, someone he used to know. Her door happened to be open, and I could just hear him just talking at her. And while he's not a full-blown narcissist, he's like, you know, maybe a quarter. And this is from two separate therapists that gave me books about, you know, when your partner is a narcissist. You know, they didn't come out and tell me, and, you know, just kind of confirmed that they're that he tends to have narcissistic tendencies and has anger issues as well. And so I called the office and I was like, guess who's here? And she was like, don't go out there. And I was like, okay. So I just waited till he left. There was a conversation again for him saying, you know, there's really no reason for you to be there, and she's uncomfortable with you there. And I was told that it shouldn't happen again. So yeah, we'll see. So yesterday, before I left my house for the psychic fair, I was in the bathroom getting ready, and I thought I heard him whistling. And then I heard a man's voice say, oh, there's a good kitty cat girl, or something like that. And I was just like, oh my God, because the bathroom and the bedroom are right next to each other. And so I, you know, went into the bedroom to see if he was out there petting one of the cats. And Sabrina was outside the cat door, outside the bedroom window and Kashmir was inside and I looked outside and I didn't see anybody. And so I immediately, like, my heart was racing. I was like, okay, I'm going to go confront this. We're going to deal with this, because he was specifically told, this is twice now, not to come here. He is trespassing. And that's a whole nother thing right there. Trespassing. And this guy, this ex. So I go out to the courtyard to look for him. And I see a man with a baseball cap walking to the back again, to the back of the building and to the side. And I go out there and I don't see him. And he's already around the corner. And I reach the corner of the building, the side of the building where the alleyway is. And we have all the trash cans there. And I see somebody putting trash and walking out the front. I was like, wait, who's that? So I go run out the front and I see that, oh, it's my neighbor's brother. So it wasn't my ex. And it wasn't that ex. And I was like, okay, whatever. And I go to the psychic fair. Like I said, I did a reading for someone and I didn't have somebody for another half hour or so. And I checked my messages, which brings us to the present day. So I see that I have this message from someone and I realize it's from the ex that I have been describing in this episode. And I like I said, like I read it and was just like, what a bunch of bullshit. Like, this is so disingenuous. And then I just thought, I'm gaslighting myself. I'm second guessing myself because this is the nature of our relationship. Like, am I being jaded? Maybe I'm being jaded. So I decide to open my records and give myself a reading while I have time. And I don't open just any records. I open the records of Ancient Mother. Now, why I opened that, don't ask me. I don't know. It was just an intuitive hit because I was like, should I open mine? I was like, oh, maybe I'll open the founder. I was like, no, I need a quote unquote feminine energy. And so I decided to open the records of the Ancient Mother. And I asked, so now I'm going to read you what I got. So I asked, am I jaded and have resentments to the ex? And the Ancient Mother responded, not jaded, you resent yourself. Just like you said, it hits you as bullshit because he's so manipulative. His epiphany has nothing to do with you. You let go. You need to release your resentments of being with him and making that choice. He's trying to find a way to engage because he wants approval, acknowledgement. You are putting up a boundary and here he comes to poke it. He thinks he's being genuine, but yeah, that's why you feel the disingenuousness. The connection is the cat's and you are part of him, to him. You are a little his still. He thinks that. So they're saying that he thinks that I'm still his, just a little bit. And so they continue, and Ancient Mother says, let it go. You felt him today and remembered how much fear you have of him, the confrontation, the frustration of his narcissism. This loss of not being heard, of the pain of being berated, you're still dealing with it. And so then I asked, how can I find balance with being emotionally abused? By asking just that, allowing yourself to find balance and letting it go. You're okay. You know that. Allow yourself to be okay that the abuse happened and you aren't that person anymore. It was in the past. You grew. You didn't betray yourself. And then she makes a joke. Ancient Mother makes a joke. You're at the psychic fair. Of course. Of course this would happen at the psychic fair, right? And for those of you that don't know, in a previous episode, I think it was episode 2 or 3 of this season, season 2, I was at the psychic fair and there was a lull. So me and this other woman, Claire, we did a trade where I did energy work on her and she gave me a channeled reading, and we ended up helping Anthony Bourdain cross over because I had a dream about Anthony Bourdain and I had a dream about my grandmother who had passed away. And so that was at the psychic fair too. So, you know, magical things happen at the psychic fair. You guys should come. every other Sunday. It's in person in Ojai, California. And so then I wrote, I didn't realize that's why I didn't go out there to talk to him. And Ancient Mother responded, because you were afraid of getting manipulated, not having your boundaries respected, and it would bring up all these years of battling and getting berated and gaslit. And then I said, anything else? And Ancient Mother responded, no, just thank you for acknowledging and allowing yourself the space. We love you. So yeah, that question, how can I find balance with being emotionally abused? And I could feel, and here's the self-healing that happened. It was just so beautiful. And to be sitting at the psychic fair while this is going on, and Claire wanted to come talk to me. And once I was finished, I was telling her, I was like, yeah, I had a very interesting moment there. And I had some self-healing. She's like, yeah, I could tell something was going on with you. Because she was across the room and she's like, she's French. She's like, I didn't want to disturb. And, but yeah, the release of these, I don't know, I guess pent up feelings, of being emotionally abused. I mean, you know, it's not something I talk about or think about all the time, but it comes up when I see him. And, oh, by the way, I just want to tell you this too, is that like over the years, like sometimes I would run into him and he would tell me like, oh, you know, I came by and the cats look really great. You're doing a good job of taking care of them. And I'd just be sitting there like just stupefied, like stunned, deer in the headlights. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Still continuing to come to a place that you are no longer welcome. Like, you know, and anyway, back to the healing. To the self-healing. So when I asked that question and asking this in, you know, Ancient Mother, opening the Akashic records of Ancient Mother, the release that I was feeling in my body just immediately, I mean, and you know, healing can look and feel so many different ways. It can be really painful and then you feel like this bliss, but this was just kind of like, it felt like an old tire that needed new air. And so you have to release the old air of the tire. I don't know if that's a good, but just felt like something was being deflated. Maybe that's a better metaphor. I just could feel this energy being deflated. I could feel my body relaxing. It was more in my solar plexus, my third chakra. Interesting, right? Third chakra being your power center. That's where your confidence can lie. It has to do with self-esteem and how you assert yourself in the world, right? Your assertiveness. And so I could feel a lot of that releasing in my third chakra and just feeling a lot of peace coming in. And just me asking that question just released that a layer of trauma that I hadn't realized. And that's when I realized, I was like, oh my God, I'm still traumatized from the emotional abuse and me avoiding him and not wanting to go out there and ask him nicely to please leave and not come here anymore. It was too much. It was too much for me because I was afraid of angering him. Because you never know. You never know if he would, you never know how he's going to react. And then, you know, if not being angered, then being manipulated of, well, you know, if the shoe was on the opposite foot and I had the cats, I'd come let you see them. No, he wouldn't. It's all bullshit. You know, so it just, and just not being able to say no, you know, not having that boundary. So yeah, that was, it was just remarkable because, you know, I'm sitting here like, oh, okay, I'm going to check my email. And then I go have this whole amazing like self-healing or getting healed through my Akashic records or the Akashic records of Ancient Mother. And so I just sat there with it and continued asking the readings as I was, you know, writing it down. Because like I said before in that episode with about Anthony Bourdain and my grandmother, when I give myself a reading, the way the information comes through is by writing, either typing or pen and paper, the old fashioned way. And again, when I'm reading for another person, I don't need pen and paper, although sometimes I do have it because they have me write stuff down or draw something for the client, but it works differently with another person sitting in front of me. So yeah, it was just so interesting. And I'm just really glad that I have that tool of accessing the Akashic Record. I'm so grateful that I have that to be able to, you know, get some insight and touch upon something that I really didn't realize how deeply I'm still being affected by that emotional abuse. So just for anyone out there who has been in an emotionally abusive relationship, you know, like it's okay. You know, you're going to get through it. You are resilient. You are amazing. And while you didn't deserve that, it happened. And to find ways to heal from it, find positive ways. And I'm also here for you because that's what I do. That's, a lot of my clients are always usually someone who has, trying to get over their ex. And part of that is some sort of emotional abuse that they endured. So, you know, you kind of attract people that, mirror what you have gone through in life. And that's just, that is the path of a healer, folks. That's how it works sometimes, most of the times. So I just wanted to relay those messages for someone that might need to hear that as well. And that, you know, don't beat yourself up because you feel like you have to be friends to be nice. Like, don't be nice, like honor your feelings, whatever they are. And if you feel like you don't need to talk to this person that is your ex that is abusing you, don't. You owe that person nothing. So that's my spiel for this week. Thank you all so much for listening, and I will see you next week. This is Sharmila Molly signing off as the Confident Healer. Bye for now. Thank you for listening. Please go to www.theconfidenthealer.net. This is the best place to listen to the podcast, and it's also where you can go and find the guest info in the show notes. Remember, there are three important actions to take to help grow the show. Invite others to listen, leave a review if you learned something new, or if you just learned something, and by leaving a donation. You can find the links on theconfidenthealer.net. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next week.